Hi, I'm Sarah. I thought I had a lot worked into my presentation, but David definitely included so much information that now I'm not worried about that anymore. So I'm going to talk today about negative childhood experiences, or adverse childhood experiences as they're commonly referred to, and adult intimate partner violence, sexual abuse, and stalking among college students, and looking just to see if a relationship exists there. So, and I have no disclaimers. So adverse childhood experiences are not just typical bad things that happen during childhood. They're very specific, measurable events, and they actually classify them into categories of abuse, neglect, or household dysfunction that happen between the ages of birth and 18 years of age. And these started being looked at by the CDC in the mid to late 90s. They created the Adverse Childhood Experiences Study, where they looked at 1,700 adults, and they asked them about their childhood experiences, looking specifically at child abuse, so emotional, physical, and sexual abuse during your childhood, childhood neglect, so emotional or physical neglect, and household dysfunction, so witnessing intimate partner violence against the mother of the child, substance abuse by any household member, mental illness by any household member, incarceration by a household member, and then separation or divorce of your parents. And the actual measure for this is a 10-item questionnaire with a yes or no questions. It's available from the CDC. It is also attached to this presentation through APHA, so you can download that if you're interested in the exact questions. So this is what the actual CDC study from the 90s found from their 1,700 participant study. And as you can see here, the ACEs individually were very, very common. The most common one that they found was the physical abuse with a 28% prevalence rate. Then the other ones that are, you know, really noticeable there, the household substance abuse around 27%, the parent separation or divorce at 23%. But across the board, even with the least common one with that incarceration at 4.7%, is still prevalent enough to where that it's a discussion, right? So they also found, this is also from the CDC still, that overall they're common, and that they're common to see multiples together. So only 36% of the general population report having zero ACEs, whereas with one ACE it's 26%. And then when you start looking at two or more, that's actually two or more is the most frequent answer for ACEs. So if you add up those together, you're going to have about 37% of the population has at least two ACEs. And why does that matter? It matters because of the negative health outcomes that the study also found to be strongly related to these adverse childhood experiences. So rates of smoking in adulthood, obesity in adulthood, physical inactivity, depression, you can read through the list. Suicidality is an interesting one. If you have an ACE score of 8 or higher, then your suicidality actually is 12 times higher than a person with an ACE score of 0. So these aren't like small correlations. These are really, really significant, strong associations with these negative childhood experiences. So the ACEs study found that they are common, yet commonly go unrecognized, especially when diagnosing these adult problems. Physicians typically do not think to question childhood experiences that could be associated with them. They are highly interrelated, and they show a very strong dose-response relationship. So this study found that having an ACE score of, you know, of 1 may increase your risk, but then 2 is more significant, 3 is more significant, and as they continue to increase, your negative health outcomes associated with those scores continue to go up, and they have long-term effects on your health outcomes. So then moving on to sexual assault on college campuses, as David talked really, really great about and kind of filled in why this is a problem, he said, you know, 20 to 25% range of women are sexually assaulted during their time at college. And also that dating and sexual violence rates are highest in the general population in those late teen to early 20 years. So while college campuses have these high rates, also the age group of people on college campuses are at an at-risk time in their lives to be assaulted. So looking at negative childhood experiences and intimate partner violence are throughout the lifetime. So the ACEs study did look at intimate partner violence, just not specifically on college campuses, but throughout the lifetime, then the women were 3.5 times more likely to be victims of intimate partner violence with a high ACE score, and men were 3.8 times more likely to be victims of intimate partner violence during their lives. So that led us to our study question, which was to be curious about the correlation between ACEs and this intimate partner violence, stalking, and sexual assault among the college students who we already know have a high rate. We want to know. Oh, yeah. Still moving. So we wanted to look and see how that relationship existed and if we did see that increase along ACE scores within the college population. So this study design, it was at two large universities, and we sampled 1,250 students from each class at each school. So 1,250 freshmen, sophomore, junior, and seniors. So 5,000 students from each of the two universities took part in this survey. And there was an email survey, just cross-sectional, and they received a link, and then they received a reminder every 2 to 3 days for the 2 weeks that the survey was active. And there was a $5 or $10 incentive for participating. Our response rate, we of the 10,000 students, we had 128 either opt out or they had already opt out through SurveyMonkey. So if you've already told SurveyMonkey you don't want to partake, then they won't get them. So then of the remaining, we had 4,063 who actually clicked on the link in the email. And of those, 3,969 agreed to participate. So we had a 40.6% overall response rate. But of those who clicked, 97% actually did then participate. Of those, for this specific study, we excluded anyone who was over the age of 24, who were missing demographics that we used for control variables, were missing an ACE score calculation, any of the ACE questions, and were missing any of the violence items. And that resulted in a sample size of 2,900. So this is just a breakdown of some of our demographics. We'll just kind of roll through this. I'll point out we had more females than males participating. And yeah, 85% of our population response population was white. For a college campus, that's actually pretty normal, I think. Our years, we had a little bit of a drop on our sophomores, but across the board, we had pretty good response rates from all four classes. Our dating relationship, what I'll point out here, we broke it down pretty far on the different answers that they could give, but over half of the population that answered were in a committed relationship or living with their partner or married. And 85% of our population was straight, with 15% or almost 15% bisexual, gay, lesbian, or questioning. Parents' education, again, we broke this down pretty far, but I'll point out that over half of our samples, parents, both mothers and fathers, had earned a college degree. So that does make our study sample a little bit different than the general population in the United States. So our variables, our independent variable was that combined ACE score. So we used the CDC's questionnaire, and so they could score anywhere between a 0 and 10 on their ACE score. Our dependent variables were looking at victimization within the last 12 months, looking at physical, psychological, sexual, or stalking violence anytime in the last 12 months of taking the survey. And we controlled for gender, race, parent education, sexuality, relationship status, and year in school. So just some frequencies of our actual study. These are our specific ACE frequency breakdown. So you'll see they are pretty different than what the CDC studies found. Our most common one was the parental separation or divorce at 27%. We still see some pretty high numbers with emotional abuse, emotional neglect, and yeah. And then this is our combined ACE score. So 54% of our population did report zero ACEs. And 21% 1, 10% 2, 4.7% 3, and then 9% at 4 or more. So how we measured physical violence, so these students were asked these four questions during the survey: if their partner pushed or shoved them, if their partner threw something at them that could hurt them, punched or hit me, or used a knife or something that could hurt me. Sexual violence, these questions are a little bit longer, so I'll let you read them, but they we tried to be really aware of not just saying, were you raped? So we asked more specific questions of, had you had sexual activity when you didn't want to, but you felt pressured that somebody would break up with you, or so we tried to kind of get to a little bit more in depth with the sexual violence question. Psychological violence, shouting, yelling, insulting, or swearing, posted mean or insulting or humiliating comments about me. So there were five questions in total about the psychological violence. And then stalking, we had these two questions. They showed up where you lived, work, or went to school when you did not want them to, or you received unwanted phone calls, emails, or text messaging, comment, picture posting, and unwanted gifts. So, and this is how frequently we found in our study that these victimizations were occurring. So 7% had experienced physical violence, 11% sexual, and then psychological and stalking we saw a lot more of. So 31% and almost 39% on stalking. So to do our analysis, we looked at chi-square and t-test and logistic regression were performed on all of these variables. Everything was done in SAS 9.3. So this is looking at the chi-square analysis, just comparing the ACE score, the combined ACE score with the percentage of people who were victims with that score. So for example, those who reported zero ACEs, about 5% were reporting physical violence within the last 12 months. And if you compare that to seven people who had an ACE score of 7, then it's up to, 19% reported physical violence. We do see, the 8 or higher drops down there. Our sample size had very few people who were reporting 8 or higher ACEs. So when the N gets that small in that category, then one way or the other makes a big difference. Oh, okay. And then, so on sexual violence, we're seeing a similar trend, just an upward trend. So as you are increasing that ACE score, you're increasing the percentage of the population that is reporting having this happen in the last 12 months. And psychological violence, you'll notice here that our percent actually changes here on the side. So it goes up to 60% on that 8 or higher ACE score have experienced psychological violence. And then around 75% with the 8 or higher ACE score here experiencing stalking. So then we'll go into and we'll look into the t-test that we ran. So this is actually looking, and I'm sorry, I need to apologize here. I realize my yeses and nos are flipped on this. So, but we're looking at the mean ACE score for those who reported violence and those who did not report violence with this. So as you can see with physical violence, the mean score of those who did not experience physical violence is a 1, whereas with those who had reported physical violence in the last 12 months, it was a 1.5. And with sexual violence, you know, it's a little below 1 versus 1.75, 1.76. So, and all of these did have significance. So we saw a significant difference between the ACE score results for those who had experienced violence and those who had not. And then finally, we did a logistic regression looking at the relationship between those who had an ACE score of 0, and then we categorized our ACE scores into 1 to 3, 4 to 7, and 8 or higher to look at this as clearly as possible. And as you can see here, I've highlighted in red the ones that did have significance. So with physical violence, those who had an ACE score of 4 to 7 were twice as likely to have reported experiencing physical violence in the last 12 months. And when you look at sexual violence, and actually all of the following three, you can see this dose-response relationship really clearly, where with an ACE score of 1 to 3, the sexual violence increases by 60%, and then we go up to 2.5 times greater once you go to an ACE score of 4 to 7, and then 8 or higher, all of a sudden the victimization is at 3.4. And with stalking is our highest one there. You see with an ACE score of 8 or higher, their reported rates are 4.8 times greater. So key study findings, college students with higher average ACE scores are more likely to experience all four types of violence. And students with ACE scores of 4 or higher are between 2 and 4.8 times more likely to experience violence while on college campuses. A dose-response relationship was found between ACE scores and sexual violence, psychological violence, and stalking. So our limitations, this was a cross-sectional survey, so we have just a classic recall bias and the things that go along with a cross-sectional survey that are standard. Our sample sizes did get really small with that 8 and higher ACEs, so that kind of impacted some of our numbers probably. And then any potential unmeasured confounding variables are always there. So in conclusion, given the association between ACEs and violence, campus violence prevention programs may need to incorporate and discuss ACEs more. That's something that's not talked about or that they're not doing in a lot of these crisis centers where they're talking about what happened to them in their childhood and preparing them for their increased risk of these things happening. And more attention may need to be paid to preventing these ACEs and reducing the health impacts. This is just more indication of how important these ACEs are throughout the lifetime. So that's it.